Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. This is Tobias Rex, and this is a Sharks, Dinosaurs, and Mythical Creatures podcast coming at you right now. Today's episode, I'm going to be answering yet another fan request. This guy, whose internet name is Cool Jack, has requested that I do an episode on the creature from the 2014 Godzilla film. Not Godzilla himself, but his two adversaries, the Mutos. So, Cool Jack, if you can hear this, your prayer has been answered, buddy, so let's jump right in. The Muto's name is an acronym for Massive Unidentified Terrestrial Organism. And according to Godzilla Awakening, this is a designation that Monarch gives to all giant monsters as a sort of placeholder name. And in this comic, both Godzilla and Shinomura were known as Mutos before being given their respective names. And in the final film, the Mutos are referred to as such, but they're also referred to numerically, with the male Muto being designated as Muto 1, and the female as Muto 2. And the third Muto that was seen in Godzilla King of the Monsters has been given the official title of Queen Muto, and also given the nickname Barb by the director and writer of Godzilla King of the Monsters, Michael Dougherty. The Mutos are known to have been developed from two early monsters from the development of Godzilla. In the Comic-Con 2012 teaser trailer for the film, an unnamed, multi-legged monster was created to confirm that Godzilla would be fighting another monster. And according to witnesses of the Godzilla trailer shown in Comic-Con 2013, the Mutos were originally spider-like creatures that had long, thin limbs and scythes. And this changed in the actual film. And one of the original screenplays of Godzilla had the male Muto hatch from its egg in Hokkaido, Japan, instead of the fictional city of Janjira. And the female Muto still appeared in Nevada, however. And the Mutos went through several dozen concepts before Legendary settled on their final designs. Some concepts had the male Muto with four wings, and others had him with only six total appendages, and that included wings. Many of the early designs featured a rougher-looking, more kind of organic appearance rather than the smooth and metallic-looking design. The Muto's bodies are covered in an iridescent, metallic, grayish-black exoskeleton. They have orangey-red, narrowly shaped eyes, and they have triangular jaws that resemble a hooked beak. And as a species, the Mutos are sexually dimorphic, as there are several notable features between males and females. The female Muto has two pairs of forelimbs, and a smaller pair on her abdomen, and is much bigger than the male Muto, standing nearly twice the height of the male, and being almost as tall as Godzilla himself. She also has a pouch-like structure on her lower abdomen, which when she's pregnant, visibly contains the glowing eggs. The male Muto is a lot similar in appearance, except that he is much smaller and has a more nimble build, and one of the two forelimb pairs has been modified into wings, and they are long, pointed, and they're similar to those of a pterosaur. Both males and females possess long, slender, somewhat deer-like hind limbs with flat, broad feet ending in two hoof-like toes. The forelimbs all end in a pseudo-claw form, being curved like a sickle. And when walking, the Mutos use the front knuckle of their claws, giving it a hook-like appearance. And Muto 3, who was referred to as the Queen Muto, looks slightly different in appearance to Muto 2, the other female. This new Muto has numerous spike-like protrusions running down her back that indicate old age, as well as leg joints that all end in a noticeable point. And unlike her deceased kin, the Queen Muto's exoskeleton is more of a grayish color instead of black, and her body is covered with scars from past battles and mating rituals. And the Mutos have a very unique voice, and many of the sounds that they make are deep and blaring, with occasional crackles and snapping noises. And at a few points, the Mutos make trumpet-like cries and groans that are similar to creaking doors. The female and male vocalizations are slightly different. The male tends to emit higher-pitched calls and shrieks, while the female has deeper and more guttural roars. And come to think of it, that's the total opposite of how a human's voice works. Because women have soft, high-pitched, kind of angelic voices, and men have deep, guttural voices. So here are the sounds the male Muto makes. And here are the sounds the female Muto makes. And both of the Mutos emit distinctive chirps and clicks when they rub their snouts together as a courtship greeting. And as individuals, the Mutos aren't given much character development. Being prehistoric parasites, their main goals revolve around consuming radiation and reproduction. In Godzilla Aftershock, Dr. Emma Russell explains that, like all invasive species, the Mutos have evolved to destroy, dominate, and reshape entire ecosystems to their own needs. Once all of the resources have been consumed, she then theorizes that the Mutos would then turn on each other, leaving only the strongest individuals surviving. The male, being the first member to be encountered, is described as young, growing, and looking for food before meeting with the female, so he consumes radiation to gain strength. And when he encounters Godzilla for the first time, he reacts with hostility and becomes defensive, trying to attack him whenever an opportunity becomes available and evading when possible. The female, once the male had matured enough, woke up from her dormancy and traversed through Las Vegas and other environments to meet the male, who brought a nuclear warhead with him as a sign of courtship for their eggs to feed upon, and shows some sign of affection as they rub their snouts together as a greeting. The female also seemed to exhibit pain when laying her eggs in the Muto nest in San Francisco, and became hostile and defensive when Godzilla appeared and fought with him alongside the male to defend their nest. So, basically, the female Muto is pretty much like any pregnant woman. She's hungry, she's feisty, and when her mood swings, look out. And as a team, they are extremely powerful, and they're able to best Godzilla with their combined strength. And guys, if nothing had distracted them from fighting Godzilla in San Francisco, they would have pretty much killed him. And when she noticed that their nest had been destroyed, the female exhibited a sense of loss over the demise of her eggs, roaring in sorrow and sadness as she tried to salvage through the nest in a desperate attempt to search for any surviving eggs. The male also noticed the destruction of the nest and flew towards it, briefly abandoning the fight with Godzilla. And upon discovering Fort Brody, the female correctly marked him as the one responsible for the death of her offspring. And they are shown to display concern towards each other, as the male was seen dragging Godzilla away from the female after she was pinned down, showing a degree of protectiveness and even willing to risk his own life until she recovered. He ultimately dies in the process of defending her, and the female reacts in vengeful rage against the human forces after the deaths of both her mate and offspring. In Godzilla, King of the Monsters, despite Godzilla being the natural enemy and prey of her species, the female dubbed the Queen Muto can be seen bowing to him after the defeat of Ghidorah. The Mutos are ancient parasitic titans that evolved during the Permian period of Earth's history. The Mutos reproduced by killing members of the Titanus Gojira species, as well as other species of titans, and laying their eggs inside their prey's radioactive bodies. And like Godzilla, they feed off of the Earth's natural radiation, but they can adapt and feed off of man-made radiation, such as warheads and nuclear reactors. In Godzilla Aftershock, several male Mutos could be seen terrorizing an ancient human civilization, showing that the Titans were still around by the time the first humans were beginning to appear. Geological dating on Muto egg chambers corresponds with several mass extinctions in Earth's history, heavily implying that the Mutos were responsible. And at some point, the majority of the Mutos died off, save for two eggs that were injected by a Muto Prime into the body of a member of Godzilla's species. And the two eggs fed off of the creature's nuclear-rich blood, and that eventually killed it before hatching a female and male in 2014. In 2019, a second surviving female Muto was amongst the Titans who were awakened by Ghidorah's call and converged in Boston. And the creature bowed to Godzilla in recognition of him as an alpha for slaying Ghidorah. Both male and female Mutos are armed with hook-like claws that are used to hack and stab at any Titan aggressors. The Mutos used these claws to stab Godzilla during the battle in San Francisco, and these attacks were strong enough to draw blood. And both Mutos were durable enough to take barrages of both small and large arms fire without any damage. However, the attacks from Godzilla are shown to harm them greatly, as both the male and female screeched in pain whenever they were bitten or clawed by him. And both Mutos can use echolocation to communicate, find radiation sources, and locate one another. The male Muto can unleash electromagnetic pulses from his claws, and these can disable all electric apparatuses in a 5-mile-wide radius, though it is also implied that he does not necessarily have to rely on his claws to unleash an electromagnetic pulse, as when he gets the nuclear warhead, he unleashes it from the air. The female can instead surround herself with an EMP field called the Sphere of Influence by the news, and that performs the same function. There doesn't appear to be any limits to how often either Muto can use their EMP abilities. In the official novelization, it's explained that the EMP ability evolved as a defense mechanism used to prevent Godzilla's species from using their atomic breath. This purpose is never alluded to in the film, but in an earlier screenplay, it's explicitly mentioned that Godzilla cannot use his atomic breath whenever he is near the female Muto. The male Muto has wings that he can use to fly through the air, but his top speed is undetermined, so nobody knows how fast he can go. Naturally, these wings aided him in seeking out radiation to offer to the female. The wings also gave the male a massive combat advantage against Godzilla, being able to ambush him from the skies with a series of strafing and grappling attacks. He would usually be able to escape back into the skies before Godzilla could retaliate. The Mutos have shown to be intelligent enough to work as a team, as the male Muto was able to drag Godzilla away from the female, who then attacked him in unison. The female was also able to quickly determine Ford's involvement in destroying her nest. And upon witnessing Godzilla's victory over Ghidorah, the Queen Muto was intelligent enough to not challenge Godzilla and decided to bow to him. The female Muto can reproduce sexually. She lays hundreds of eggs near radioactive objects so that when her offspring hatch, they can immediately feed off of the radiation. And as parasites, the females of the Muto parasitic species lay their eggs inside the radioactive carcasses of the larger Godzilla species to reproduce. And if no carcass is present, the female will create an improvised nest by smashing a large hole into the earth to lay and protect the eggs in. The will to reproduce for the Mutos is their main driving force, and it's so rapid that it is described as a breeding force that can quickly overwhelm or overpopulate the Earth. In Godzilla Aftershock, it's revealed that any female Muto can eventually metamorphose into a Muto Prime, becoming even more powerful and efficient at reproduction. The male Muto was able to outmaneuver Godzilla due to his wings and smaller size, while the female Muto possessed enough speed to outrun humans. The Mutos were shown to have excellent stamina and resilience. The male spent most of his time after hatching flying around in a constant hunt for radiation, and most importantly, a mate. In his final confrontation in San Francisco, the male fought Godzilla for several hours by himself, from the afternoon to well into the night, while the female built a nest for their eggs. The female also displays excellent stamina, traveling from Nevada to San Francisco in the span of a couple of days, tearing through any obstacles between her with her massive size. She fought alongside the male in San Francisco, even while being incredibly injured from Godzilla's attacks, most notably his atomic breath. Both the male and female Mutos possess immense physical strength. The male Muto was strong enough to drag Godzilla away from the female without any difficulties and dredge up a Russian attack submarine from the depths of the ocean and pull it dozens of miles inland on the island of Hawaii. The fact that he could perform such a feat and later attack a ship in San Francisco Bay to collect a nuclear warhead implies that he possesses some swimming capabilities. The female was able to claw herself out of a mountain, as well as being able to destroy buildings with ease. She was also able to toss Godzilla himself around a few times to spend his immense size and weight. While the Muto's exoskeletons were durable enough to withstand a point-blank atomic breath blast, the insides of their mouths and throats are not armored as such, and a blast of Godzilla's breath into the female's mouth instantly easily decapitated her, and that scene has been dubbed the Kiss of Death by fans. The Mutos are excellent parents and were fiercely protective over their eggs. And though the two Mutos had tag-teamed Godzilla, having gotten the upper hand and were just about to kill him, the sight of an explosion near their nest immediately caused them to both abandon the fight. And this gave Godzilla time to recover and charge his atomic breath up. The male Muto, despite being able to evade all of Godzilla's attacks with his speed and agility, was killed by a single swipe of the latter's tail into a building, and he got impaled and embedded into the rubble. The Mutos are the first American-made kaiju to be created specifically for a Godzilla film, and this doesn't count the Griffin from the unmade 1994 American Godzilla film, and the TriStar Godzilla from the 98 film. And strangely for Godzilla's antagonists, the Mutos are portrayed with a hint of sympathy for their plight. They are not outright evil or malicious, just animals that are trying to survive and raise a family in a strange, hostile world. And that was a fact emphasized by scenes of the affectionate courtship, or the mother crying over the death of her offspring. And despite their resemblance to arthropods, the males possess vertebrate biology. The Muto's behavior combines aspects from various real-life bugs. For example, the male remains dormant for 15 years before emerging as a winged adult, similar to a periodical cicada. The female is twice the size of the male, but lacks the wings like fireflies and certain species of wasp. And they use long-distance mating calls, similar to crickets. They grow and mature inside living hosts like parasitic wasps do. The female lays her eggs on a readily prepared food source, as flies and beetles do. The courtship is somewhat like that of some spiders and mantises, where the male presents the female with a nuptial gift. And the production crew were constantly readjusting the Muto's design in the 2014 film until the very last minute. And lastly, some aspects of the Muto's life cycle are unclear. The male was said to have emerged from the spore as a larva, yet the developing young seen inside the eggs already resembled the full-grown adults. While the female remained dormant the whole time, the male emerged as a larva and pupated before emerging as an adult. And in contrast to that, the female emerges from the spore already full-grown, seemingly having skipped the larva and pupa stages. Though the female Muto simply crouches into the nest when she lays her eggs, the eggs are neatly arranged in rows when Ford and his team enter the nest. She may possess an ovipositor that allows her to adjust her eggs to the source of the energy. This is further implied by the fact that the Muto Prime possesses one. The Mutos are some of the few kaiju to almost kill Godzilla. and Michael Dougherty added Amuto to Godzilla King of the Monsters because he liked the design of the species and loved the idea that there are still other living Mutos in the world. Well, that's going to be it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you did, be sure to like and subscribe to my podcast. It comes out every 2 weeks. This is Tobias Rex saying Godspeed, and stay tuned for the next two episodes, one being a remake of The Eighth Wonder of the World, and the other being the Titan truly born in fire.